Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, let's talk a little baseball here with this Alex Bregman situation. I know some Astro fans are keeping their fingers crossed that there could be a return. I think that door has been closed now for a little while. I don't really think there's a chance. We know what Bregman was asking for. We know what the Astros offered, which was 6 years, $156 million. And that equals $26 million a year. From the Astros. Bregman, Boris, they turned it down, and now Bregman's still available. And the latest reports this week are that the teams that are interested, Tigers, Red Sox, Blue Jays, the report out of Detroit was that the deal that will most likely get him might be similar to actually what the Astros offered a few weeks ago. So my question for you, Chris, would be if that plays out, say he signs almost an identical contract, same ballpark contract with the Tigers, how should Astro fans feel if he signs for a similar deal with another team?
Well, first off, it sounds like Boris may have overplayed his hand for Bregman. Well,
what a surprise.
In the first place. Yeah, exactly. But Houston fans should feel like scorned lovers. They really should. I mean, you're going to go sign with the example you use, let's say Detroit, for pretty much the same deal when, you know, you've been here for years. You know what's going on here. You know you know the chemistry. You know the team. You know the front office. You know the city. All of the above. Yet, you pretty much let your agent talk you into not re-signing here, overplaying his hand on your value, and you end up in another place for pretty much the same deal. If that happens, yeah. Scorned lovers, for real.
I'm with you.
And I couldn't even be mad at them for, you know, whenever he comes back, for booing. Because you know what's going to happen. Like when they play.
That's an interesting.
Whatever team he goes to when they play him. If it happens that way.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Would Bregman get booed when he returns?
If he goes somewhere else for a similar deal, I think he does. Even if it's his agent's fault that it happened, I think he does.
Well, yeah, look, Boris is going to get the blame, but at the end of the day, he's working for you.
Yeah.
So if you're not happy as the player, you can always make a change, both in terms of your strategy or just in terms of agents.
Yep.
So a lot of times we always blame the agents and be like, oh, that darn Scott Boris. Well, you know, the player plays a role in this too. Bregman could easily say like, oh, you know what? Whatever, 6 years, 157, that's good with me. I just want to go back to the Astros. Because I think two expressions come to mind. Don't chase money, chase good management.
Mm.
And you could just stay in Houston. Bregman could have. For a good payday. I mean, $26 million a year. Come on. That's
nothing
to sneeze
at. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
same wavelength.
Buy me a Coke in the commercial break. But yeah, and you would continue to be a hero in this town, and you'd have your jersey retired. You probably will anyways, right? And you'd be like what Altuve is going to continue to be in that one place. And it reminds me of kind of like Robinson Cano, maybe was probably the first guy I thought of. Played for the Yankees, was having a great career. They offered him a bunch of money, but he said, you know what? I want even more money. And he went to the Mariners and disappeared. You forgot about Cano. Didn't have the same career. Didn't have the same success from a team perspective. Sure, you made your money, but you could have just stayed at the Yankees where the fan base already liked you. You already were familiar there. You were already having success. They're the Yankees. And instead, you went to the Mariners. For Bregman, it's similar. We're like, you could have stayed with the Astros. Instead, you might wind up with the Detroit Tigers just for an extra. Yeah. You were hoping to get an extra $50 million.
Yeah.
Which over the course of 6 years for a millionaire already is $50 million. Really that big of a difference to disrupt this whole thing? And that leads me to my second expression that comes to mind. Don't let great be the enemy of good.
Mm.
Right? The Astros made a really good offer, especially in hindsight. I thought it was good at the time. It looks even better now. And instead, you're trying to be greedy of, I want the great deal. I want $200 million. When, again, you could just stay in Houston, where you're already a star, where you're already beloved, where you already know that locker room, and instead go off to Detroit or maybe Toronto. Come on. What are we doing here? I know Springer did that, but it's just, it's a situation where, yeah, I think they overplayed their hands.
Yeah.
And I think, Bregman, Boris, as they say, you got to put a quarter in your ass because you played yourself. And I would get Astro fans being very upset. But they shouldn't be upset with I think the Astros have done everything they should. The anger should go towards Bregman and Boris chasing the money instead of wanting to stay here for your favorite team, the Houston Astros.
And I think that's a difference in this situation. Now, you know, now that all these weeks, when were the winter meetings? In November or early December?
Early December, yeah.
So, I mean, we're looking a month out from that, and it looks like even more time's going to pass, at least another couple weeks before he actually signs somewhere officially. He's still on the market. Had a perfectly good offer. Now that we see that now, especially had a perfectly good offer here in Houston. And, you know, I think sometimes you mentioned that the agent works for the player. I honestly think that even as professionals, players forget that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And they let these agents talk them in. Well, we can get you more here. We can do this. We can do that. And then you look up 4 weeks, 6 weeks later, and still not signed. I'm sure he wants to sign somewhere. Soon,
mm-hmm.
But it hasn't happened.
A lot of angry texts coming in about Bregman.
Oh, here we go. 832
says he will be a villain.
Yeah.
713 said Bregman's situation turning out like Correa's. Yeah, that's the other player, of course, I thought, just like Robinson Cano, where you chase the money instead of maybe the good situation you're already in. 832 says he will be booed if he goes elsewhere for a similar deal.
Oh, of course.
713 says Altuve proved that Scott Boris works for his client, not the other way around. Altuve wanted to be here, and he still is. 281 said the new team's fans are never going to love him. They will think he's underpaid unless he's an all-star every year. Probably means overpaid unless he's an all-star every year. 281 says overpaid. 346 says could get a little less due to state taxes. That's the other thing, too, is you can make more money by staying here.
Yeah, you can.
So you're saying he's going to the Rangers.
Oh, don't even put that out there. Oh, my gosh.
Now you're going to really get some texts coming in.
Yeah.
Send him to the Rangers. Goodness.
Well, that's the thing with so it's funny. The Blue Jays are always in the conversation for these players, and they rarely get them. And they've now entered the conversation late with Bregman. We'll see if he actually chooses Toronto. But I guess a big thing is, talk about taxes, is that you have to pay taxes for two countries.
Yeah.
Being in Canada and then playing in the United States. And so apparently that's a big reason why guys don't want to go there. So the Blue Jays are always trying to find players to spend money on.
Yeah.
They were in on Ohtani. And nobody's choosing them. Nope. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. might leave there instead of signing the big deal. No one wants to stay in Toronto. We'll see if maybe Bregman actually ends up going there.
That's funny. That sounds like another Northeast team in another sport. The Knicks are always in the conversation for free agents.
Mm-hmm.
Big name free agents. How often do they get them? Next to never.
Yeah, never. Right?
So, you know, maybe. And now, maybe not necessarily because of the taxes. I'm just, you know, kind of comparing that there. You know, just that overall theory right there. They're always in the conversation, yeah. But they rarely come away with the top name free agents. Kevin Durant, you know.
The poor Blue Jays.
LeBron James a few different times with the Knicks, supposed to go there. It just never happens for him. Blue Jays seem to be the same way.
Yep. Maybe they'll actually get Bregman. What about if Bregman winds up with A.J. Hinch in Detroit? Mm. Does that stir up some emotions? And your former manager, who, you know, obviously had a great run here, and then now reuniting with Bregman in Detroit, almost like that scorned lover where he leaves you or she leaves you for, like, your former best friend, right? And now Bregman's having a good time with A.J. Hinch in Detroit. I wonder if that makes the Tigers, like, an enemy in the eyes of the Astro fans.
I think automatically. Yeah. That would be a hard pill to swallow. It really would for everybody in this town. That would be tough.
Yeah.
It just would. I think so. I think that other than maybe him going to the Rangers or, like, the Yankees or Dodgers – I think that would be the worst thing to happen.
I think even if he wound up going to the Tigers for more money, I'd be like, forget, like, you know, just to go reunite with your former guy, AJ Hinton, you could just stayed here.
But especially since it doesn't seem like he's going to get that much more money.
No, and he shouldn't.
And it's going to be a similar deal to what we could have given him in Houston.
Right.
Oh, that's going to be. So when he does come back, when they play here, oh, yeah, it's going to be on and popping.
Looks that way, according to the text line, and you can always text in 713-572-4610. How would you feel if Bregman signs a contract with another team that was similar to what the Astros offered? And would you boo him if and when he returns? I compared it in the tease to set up this segment to a reality show I just watched. That reality show is The Ultimatum. I just watched season 3 of The Ultimatum on Netflix.
Netflix, huh?
Oh, yeah. Sucked me in.
What exactly is it?
Okay, yeah, so The Ultimatum, for those unfamiliar.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You have 5 different couples that go on the show. One of the people in the relationship has to issue an ultimatum to their significant other. The ultimatum is we either get married at the end of this reality show or we break up. Now, what happens in the reality show is all these couples co-mingle. So, for 3 weeks, you pick somebody from another couple to do a trial marriage with for 3 weeks. And they put them together in the same apartment building. They're all in the same apartment building with different couples. And you're together with somebody else for 3 weeks. And then it's an experiment to see, like, oh, maybe I like this person better than the person I came here with.
That's
after
those
3 weeks, they reunite the couples for 3 weeks and see how things go. And after being with somebody else, right, maybe you took that person you came to the show with for granted. Or maybe you're just over them and realize there's a lot better out there. I don't need to settle. And after the final 3 weeks, you have to make a decision. Are we getting married or are we parting ways? And you could even get engaged to somebody else that came with a different. We could have, you know, two couples trading spouses, if you will, like the Yankees of the 70s.
Wife swap.
Or the Indians, whatever it was. Yeah.
I'm almost regretting asking.
Because, right?
Oh my God.
Hey, it's a great show. Up for awards this year.
Without even asking, I already know this was not your choice voluntarily to watch this show.
No, not initially.
I already know.
None of these shows have been. I've watched a bunch in the last couple of years, but I have to admit, somebody might have gotten me to the couch in front of the TV to watch it, but it's me staying there because I get sucked in and I love these
shows. Someone definitely got you to the couch.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Wasn't my decision initially, but then
I know that.
I'm all in. I'm like, yeah, let's stay up till 4 a.m. finishing this thing.
They do hook you, though.
Absolutely.
Once you get there, they do hook you, unfortunately.
But I bring this up because in that show Ultimatum, what happens is somebody will come on the show and say, I'm just not ready for marriage yet. Then they do that trial marriage with somebody different. And after 3 weeks, they do the interview on camera and they say, I can really see myself marrying this person. And so say the girlfriend that man showed up with saying, just 3 weeks ago, you said you're not ready for marriage. Now you're talking about marrying somebody else. Like, that's got to really hurt. And that's got to be like the Astros where, like, you said R156 for 6 years wasn't good enough. Then you're going to sign the same deal with the Tigers. Like, it wasn't the fact you weren't ready to get married. It was just you didn't want to marry us.
Yeah.
You didn't want to sign with us. That contract you'll take for somebody else. And it's like when you're with somebody and they're like, I don't want to have kids. But then you break up and you see on Instagram a year later, like, now they're having kids.
They're having kids.
What a shot in the gut. It's like, it wasn't about the kids. It was like, you don't want to have kids with me.
That's a kick to the groin.
That is.
That ain't no shot to the gut. That's a kick to the groin, right? Like, literally.
Yeah.
Kick to the groin right there.
And I think that's the Bregman situation. If he signs a similar contract or even a worse contract, which might happen, he might go for that Matt Chapman, like, 3-year prove-it
deal. Wouldn't that be something if he got less money than what Houston offered? That would be something.
It might happen. I think there's a pretty good chance it does.
Wow. I hadn't really even thought about that, but yes. That would be something.
281 says Bregman's regression will show brightly when he finally signs somewhere else. Ooh. For less money. Yeah, I mean, his OPS has gone down 3 straight years.
Yeah.
It's his on-base percentage, really. I mean, he got really good as a hitter for being patient and taking walks at a high rate, but last year it took such a big dive. It was noticeable, and it's just like, I agree with that text. I agree with that text. I hope he doesn't regress because I don't want to wish ill will. But there is there are many reasons why the Astros are hesitant, and those are one of the reasons.
Yeah, I've been on record from going back during last season And I've had this debate with other hosts because I know a lot of people wanted Bregman and still want him in an Astros uniform. But, you know, he's getting older. He was injured this past year. His numbers are going down offensively. And he hasn't done enough to warrant what would have been a pay raise when we were talking at the time about like a $200 million contract. Why would you pay him even more than what you're already paying when he's older, more banged up, production's going down, and you want to give him 6 years to pay him, you know, $30 million till he's 37 years old when he's already had an issue this past year?
Yeah.
I thought it was a simple decision when we were talking about it over the summer. I'll pay him. I'd give him like a three-year $90 million deal if he wants to settle for that. I'll pay him more money per year for less years.
Yeah.
But I'm not committing long-term to him. 281 says they won't boo him when he returns, but they would feel bad for him. Yeah, maybe it's the Robinson Cano case. Or even Carlos Correa has just kind of fallen off the face of the baseball earth.
Yeah.
Even to a lesser degree, like Ken Griffey Jr. wanted to go play for the Reds like his father. Once he left Seattle, injuries crept up. He didn't have the same second half career that he had in Seattle if he just
stayed. And that really hurt me because I was a big, you see my hat that I got on. That's Griffey.
Oh, I didn't even notice. Yeah. That's a cool hat.
I was a big Griffey guy going up. So when he left Seattle, for one, I was a Mariners fan. You know, you look at that team back in the day, Randy Johnson, Jay Buhner, Alex Cora, all those guys that were on that team.
Such a great team.
Edgar Martinez, I mean. Yeah. It's just, and then Ichiro comes in later on. It's just amazing that they were never able to get further in the playoffs.
Yeah, the best teams to never win.
They had so much talent. But when he left and went to the Reds, that hurt. And then to see him get injured for like four straight years and just could not get on track, that really hurt. But yeah, I understand what you're saying. But honestly, if Bregman ends up in Detroit, I think he comes back and gets booed. I really do.
That seems to be the response.
If he ends up in Detroit, I think he comes back and gets booed. Now, somewhere else, maybe not, but I think he gets booed if he goes to Detroit.
832 says if Alex Bregman ends up signing for an equal or less than what the Astros offered, I'm going to be anxious to see what Altuve's reaction is because Altuve was adamant that they keep him in Houston.
Mm.
I think the Astros, though, did everything they could. They offered what right now seems to be the best deal out there for him. And then they moved on. They're not gonna get into games with Boris and Bregman going back and forth and having other teams be pitted against them. Saying, this is our offer. You're not interested? All right, we'll make other plans. I think the Astros have handled things perfectly. I think it's more on the agent and player.
The Astros front office is coming out looking golden. They're platinum right now as far as the fan base is concerned because it looks like they did the best they could. They offered what they could. They tried. And if he goes and gets the same offer, pretty much or less, Astros front office comes out looking great.
I think so.
They really do. They're the sympathetic figure in this one.
Last thing before we go to break, Joseph on YouTube says Stuff will probably wind up thrown on the field if he goes to Detroit and then comes back to Houston. That'd be interesting. And he's also with me. Those shows always do that to us, talking about the trash reality shows on these streaming networks. They irritate me while I'm sitting there, but I just don't leave. That's right. That's what happens.
You just can't walk away.
Yeah, you hate watch it. It's a train wreck that you can't look away from. Hey, when we come back, we get to What's Poppin'. It's In the Loop.